On this day, June 10th, 1752, Ben Franklin flies a kite during a thunderstorm and confirms a theory which shocks the scientific world. We'll tell you about it. Let's get started. On this day, June 10th, 1752, Ben Franklin flies a kite during a thunderstorm and confirms a theory which shocks the scientific world. Let's tell that story. Benjamin Franklin was a man of incredible talents. He was a writer, an inventor, a scientist, a statesman, and much more. He really was an incredible man. I like to call him Uncle Ben. You usually think of Ben Franklin as a smiling, you know, jovial character, and that's how I like to think of him, and that's what he was, really. So Ben Franklin was a hardworking man his whole life, and as a kid, he enjoyed his summer fun. His favorite activities were swimming and boating. Now, one day, he made a kite, took it with him in the water, got it flying, and then he laid on his back holding the string as the kite slowly dragged him from one end of the lake to the other. Now, he didn't know it at the time, but this summer activity with a kite would help him later in life discover the function of electricity, which brings us to our story. On this day, June 10th, 1752, when he was a grown-up, Benjamin Franklin, assisted by his son William, who was 21 at the time, conducted his famous kite experiment. Now, after 6 years of extensive study and experiment, Benjamin came to the conclusion that lightning and electricity were identical. But the question was, how could he prove it? Well, that's when he came up with his kite experiment. So he made his kite and waited for a storm to come. Now, one day he saw one coming on the horizon, so he grabbed his kite and together with his 21-year-old son went to a field near an old cow shed. Now, only he and his son were privy to the experiment because he didn't want to be mocked by those who thought the idea was nuts. Isn't it strange? All these people with great ideas are usually thought of as nuts at first. Ben was no different. So up went his kite. Now, the string was hempen, and the part that Ben held onto was of silk. And he also brought with him a Leyden bottle in which he could collect electric fluid from the clouds for a shock. The moment of truth was here. Ben was absolutely ecstatic and kind of nervous at the same time, I'm sure. William Thayer, writing in 1889, describes what happened best. So I'm going to read what he wrote. At first, the cloud seemed to pass directly over the kite, and the thunder rattled, and the lightnings played around it, and yet there was no indication of electricity. His heart almost failed him, but in silence he continued the experiment as the storm increased and drew nearer, and the artillery of heaven grew louder and more vivid. Another moment, and he beheld the fibers of the hempen cord rise as the hair of a person does on the insulated stool. What a moment it was! The electric fluid was there. His experiment was successful. Electricity and lightning are identical. Those were the words of Thayer. I love how he describes the event. Franklin was overjoyed. He wrote of his discovery to Peter Collinson, who was a member of the Royal Society of London, that October, describing what took place. And as a result of Franklin's discoveries, he was called the Prometheus of modern times. He was praised and honored in America and Europe, and he was awarded honorary degrees. Terms such as battery, conductor, and electrician were first used by Ben. Think about that. We use that word, those words all the time. Battery, conductor, and electricians all owe their titles thanks to Ben Franklin. Now, Ben also invented the lightning rod, which protects buildings and ships from lightning strikes. So the man who never went to college became known as Dr. Franklin. He actually only had a few years of formal education. Did you know that? So what made Benjamin Franklin so smart? What was it? It was his drive and curiosity. One need not to go to college to be smart. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to college, but not everyone has to go to be smart. Franklin was curious about the world around him. He wanted to know how things worked and figured out ways to make them better. Thus, making things better for his fellow man. That was his real goal. He wanted not only to satisfy his own curiosity, but most of all, he wanted to make life better for his fellow man. And that was really what was behind all his experiments, curiosity and philanthropy. Benjamin Franklin said this, "So the years roll round and the last will come when I would rather have it said he lived usefully than he died rich." That was the philosophy of Ben Franklin, and it's something we should all imitate.